believe it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep, and to say harbor, it's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope, all ye who enter here.
Daddy, only give you something to drink now. I am broadcasting myself from the heart of the Bermuda Triangle down here on the west coast of Puerto Rico near the UFO Lagoon and the Extraterrestrial Highway in the Asheville studio. We have Hardwood Forrest Connor, our producer, and we have investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. And Shelley, you're finally ready to make a little announcement, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
All right, go for it.
We have our new sign!
Wow! But... Shelley is not on the sign.
Just my last name, yes.
Get our hopes up, and you know, then Shelley's not on the sign.
You know what that is, Shelley? That's the sound of your prophets. Just
going
right down the plumbing.
No. It's a nice sign. It's a very nice sign. It is.
It's a very nice sign. Like, it's a very beautiful, expensive, illuminated, slick sign. And people will see Wright's Coin Shop from outer space. But
yes.
I think the sales would be higher if they had you on the sign.
Well, thank you. But I was not asked. Mom wasn't asked.
You know what this means, Naya? They're cutting you out of the business. That's what that means.
That must be it. I'm going to have to find another line of work, I guess.
Yeah, there was a little behind-the-scenes conversation, and they were like, her ego is so out of control as it is. If we put her on this sign, we may as well just give her the damn business, you know? So.
Yeah.
I think the writing's on the wall here for you, Shelley.
Perhaps so. I'd have to figure out something else to do. But
So what's the reaction been like?
Well, everybody, all of the listeners have wanted to know, when is your sign going to be up? Is it up yet? And so now I'm just waiting for them to come back and look in the parking lot at the nice new sign. Most people have, I believe, gone out of town for this last little bit before school starts. So, I expect next week.
And now, of course, most people who listen to this show, they know all about you. They know about Wright's Coin Shop. But for those who don't, tell us a little bit of what is Wright's Coin Shop, and why should people go visit you and see this sign?
We are a family-owned and operated business. We've been here for 40 years. We are Asheville. We are the place people go. We can tell you how to turn your money into more money, and it's a fun experience, and it's very easy. Most people think that it's so complicated that they will never, ever understand it, and we make it super, super simple, not only to understand, but to own it, and we give you perspective, and we tell you maybe we give you some ideas if you have a certain situation that you're in. You know, we may steer you to one way or another. It's just the more information we have, the better we can help you. And if you are at a time where you want to sell something, that's also just as easy. Just bring it in. We figure it up. We pay you. It couldn't be any easier. Whereas when you have stocks, for example, you call up your agency, you redeem it, and maybe you get a check in 10 days, maybe. And not that way. It's very, you know, instant gratification to buy or sell at the coin shop.
Yeah. So folks, walk into Wright's Coin Shop, pry that gold tooth out of your head, and lay it on the counter, and they'll give you a handful of cash, right?
Okay. Well, we don't do that anymore. And actually, that has been done. It's a very yucky story, but yes, that was done one time. And it was a man that pulled the gold tooth out of his girlfriend's mouth and brought it in. And luckily, this was before I started working for the coin shop. But yes, we also have many wonderful stories that we can tell you.
Now, the website is WrightsCoinShop.com. That's W-R-I-G-H-T-S, WrightsCoinShop.com. But yes. How can people also call you and find you in person?
Well, they can call us at 828-298-5402. And they can come see us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville. Look for the great big honkin' sign. And Greg at the shop, he did a Facebook page for us that looks fabulous. He told me to be sure to tell everybody about that tonight. And many ways to get in touch with us and many different options for whatever you want to do.
Yeah, we'll get the Facebook page there on linked up to speakingofstrange.com as well. And so now, again, write this down, folks. If you want to call Shelley and just, you know, find out what you can do with your budget, if you want to sell something, if you want to buy something, 828-298-5402. That's 828-298-5402. Or if you're in the Asheville area, go down 40, take exit 51, and go left. And you'll find them at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. Should be easier than ever with the new sign.
Definitely.
And now some businesses, Shelley, they do this thing called like Christmas in July. Do you guys do anything like that, special sales?
Every day is Christmas at the coin shop.
Well, have you ever had a guy walk into your shop who looks like Santa Claus?
Yes, I believe so.
Mm-hmm. And did he buy something? Did he sell something? Do you recall?
That's all I remember.
You just remember Santa Claus.
I just remember Santa.
Now, I bring this up because, you know, here it is. It's July, and yet I got a Santa Clausy story here. And I say Santa Clausy because I don't know if this is Santa Claus. I doubt it. I hope it's not. It's a Santa Clausy story from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. A woman heard some type of strange noise and commotion coming from her backyard about 4 o'clock in the morning. And that's when she looked out and got an eyeful. She saw a man who looked exactly like Santa Claus breaking out the window of her house. Okay? And she, of course, called the cops. And when the cops found him, he was sitting inside a back room of her house. He was drunk. He had a big, long beard, of course. He's half naked. I take that back. He was completely naked. And he had a sex toy. Well, that's, you know what? The cops said, "What are you doing?" And he said, quote, "Ho, ho, ho, my name is Santa Claus, and I'm coming to leave this woman a present."
Ew.
And so, you know, the cops booked Santa Claus. They took him in. The woman was crying. She was so upset that a naked Santa Claus had broken into her house drunk with a sex toy.
Tell you what, if that really was Santa Claus, I'm planning on being very, very bad this year.
You're going to be on the naughty list?
I'm going to be on the naughty list, so I don't get a visit.
Exactly. You better be careful. If you're on this guy's naughty list,
that might be his good list.
See, it's 2013. The roles have been reversed. You know, we've passed 2012. We're on the mirror side of things. Okay, Christmas in July. Hey, by the way, Forrest, you know, we were talking about twins last hour. You have a brother,
right?
But you don't have a twin, do you?
No, I have we're considered Irish twins. We were born less than a year apart.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
I have never heard that term, an Irish twin.
Yes.
Well, what does that allude to? Being drunk?
Probably. I mean, it alludes to two siblings that were born less than a year apart.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's a bad decision. Mom's been drinking too much, right?
Probably.
Okay, I just was thinking of this when I was talking to the lady, the Carol Dennis, that was on the program last hour. I recently received an email out of the blue from a listener, and it's about the demons and schizophrenia. And I was like, okay, I'll take a look at this. And this guy has written all of these steps that you should go through if you want to get rid of demons inside of you, which apparently he equates to schizophrenia.
Cut your ear off.
And, well, this is easier, fortunately. Here's what he has to say. This is one of his pointers. He says, go on a honey-only fast. Honey is like poison to demons. It's the most powerful of the good foods. The fast may take a week or two. During the fast, also burn honey. Demons can't stand the smell of burning honey. Also during the fast, play the Gregorian chant. Demons can't stand the sound of the Gregorian chant. It will weaken them, so put it on your iPod and play it 24/7. During the fast, when you defecate, don't look at it.
Just
reach behind you, flush the toilet, and walk away. A schizophrenic can get rid of 1,000 demons by doing this. So there you go, Forrest. All you have to do is go to a Mexican restaurant, sit down on the toilet, do your business, dump a load, but don't look back or you'll turn into a pillar of salt.
But you're supposed to eat just honey. Where's the Mexican restaurant come into this?
I want to know how he came up with his little idea.
Well, it's just logical, right? Haven't you felt those demons gurgling in your belly before? Oh. You just dump them out there and flush them. But don't look at them. Don't face those demons. And I wonder if smelling them is a problem. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm sorry, folks. I'm not going to spend too much time on this, but I have to touch just for a moment on the Anthony Weiner story. It's too good not to mention, but I've got an angle on this Anthony Weiner story that I bet you haven't heard yet, and then we're just going to go shotgun blast through a ton of Dark 30 stories. I got a stack here. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the program where the unusual becomes usual. This is the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange.
It's a dark night.
Yes, the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. This is the hour of the program when you just turn the radio off if you don't want to hear some potentially outrageous and controversial material, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. Okay, that's your warning. And, you know, that's why we save it for late at night. These are real stories, but stuff that you don't often hear so much about in the mainstream news. Before we jump right back into it, let me remind you, right now, you can go look at a fantastic collection of the world's wildest ghost photos if you go to joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P, joshuapwarren.com. Just scroll down. You'll see a link there that says World's Wildest Ghost Photos. Click on that, and I'm not sure how long I'm going to have them on the website, so go look at them right now and see why that I have handpicked them after 20 years of doing research in this particular field. So, you know, when this whole Anthony Weiner thing broke, how long ago has it been now, guys? Oh, it's been like 3 years. Is it just been? No, it's more than that. It's got to be like a couple years.
No,
it's been right at a year because he's running for mayor of New York City.
Yeah, but when the original scandal broke, it has to have been like a couple years ago.
I don't think so.
It just feels like it.
Yeah, well, we'll have to look into that. the Anthony, the Weiner historians out there. And it was just like too good to be true for people like us. It's like, this is amazing that a guy named Weiner shows his Weiner, right? I mean, that's too much. And it was too easy to make jokes about it, but we did it anyway. Now I see this story here, and it says, politics makes for strange and often unwanted bedfellows. Apparently here, I got it right here. New York mayoral candidate, he resigned from Congress in 2011. Okay, so that was a couple years ago. It says here that an L.A.-based porn distributor is hoping to raise money for the candidate with a DVD, for a DVD. I'm sorry, let me start this over again. L.A.-based porn distributor wants to raise money for Weiner with a DVD called Don't Pull Out. And he says that sex scandals like Weiner's make it easier for my business. Everyone wants to think politicians are so clean, but they sexed and watched porn just like normal people. It's scheduled for a September 1st release. It's in the early stages of production, but they say it will have at least one scene with Ginger Lee, one of Weiner's sexting partners, and this guy's going to donate 15% of the sales to Weiner's campaign. And the guy says that he believes that doing this is good for the porn industry. And that's why he wants to get behind it. Maybe there is even going to be a pervy super PAC. So Anthony Weiner now has porn people raising money for his campaign. How do you like that? We could get into a big political discussion, but I don't think it's necessary, is it? It's just not necessary. Let's go to Japan. These are always good stories from Tokyo. Japanese police have arrested the alleged ringleader of a home sex delivery service, but it specializes in women who weigh over 300 pounds. So I guess it's just like pizza delivery. You order a meat lover's. They say they have women who have, quote, explosively big boobs and butts, end quote. About 30 women who fit that description are working, and they even have some who have tipped the scales at more than 400 pounds. The demand on her was huge, no pun intended. Now, of course, it is illegal to sell sex in Japan, but they say this guy earned this pimp about $4 million over 3 years. Wow. From just, you know, offering big ladies who'll come to your home. So in a downed economy, you know, I'm always happy to plant some seeds, spread some ideas around there. And for some reason, you know, it reminds me of what may have happened here in Chesney, South Carolina, right down the road from you and Shelley Forrest. A 20-year-old woman is facing charges after neighbors say she flashed them during an argument. It says here that residents of a home were trying to back down a driveway, and there was a woman standing at the edge of the driveway recording them on video. Now, apparently, these folks had had some dispute in the past. The woman was wearing a long shirt. They asked her to move her car, and at that point, she pulled up her shirt, revealing she had nothing else under it. So she's been charged with various things. And you might say, okay, well, a woman pulls up her shirt and flashes. That doesn't sound like the worst thing in the world that could happen. So I'm thinking maybe this wasn't the most attractive woman in the world. That's just where my brain is leading my logic here. Here's a story from the UK. Forrest, do you ever ride a bicycle?
Yeah.
How about you, Shelley?
I haven't ridden a bicycle in a long time.
Might be time to start.
What's that?
There's a new company here that's got a new invention, the Happy Ride, a vibrating bike seat cover.
Buzz,
they say you put it in the middle of the seat, and they claim it offers great pleasurable heights, more stimulating than a beautiful view or the normal endorphins from a long ride. It has a discrete control to either raise or lower the vibration. It's relatively quiet, just a light humming. Only cost about $37, and they expect this thing to skyrocket. You about to change your mind, Shelly?
No.
You're not going to get more
call.
Okay, next story here. This is definitely a weird one. Chesapeake, Virginia. A naked intruder is accused of threatening an elderly couple with a knife. They were sitting there watching TV one morning, and all of a sudden a naked, or more or less naked, 21-year-old man broke in to their house, standing in the kitchen doorway, and he says to them, "I'm in trouble and I need help." He grabbed their phone, called 911, reported himself, and then busted the phone into pieces. Okay, don't know what that's supposed to be all about. Here's a story from Lincoln, Nebraska. A man was put in jail Tuesday morning because he was standing at the state capitol preaching the word of God with authority to all who passed. Problem is, the 33-year-old man, yes, was naked and screaming his sermon, but naked. The sermon was cut short when he was taken in for public indecency.
What's up with all these people forgetting their clothes?
Maybe he was... maybe he was doing Adam and Eve, right?
Yeah. That must be it.
He was going back to the book of Genesis there.
Yeah.
Here is a story about a... this is also from Nebraska. We don't usually get that many Nebraska stories. I don't know what's going on here tonight. A couple celebrated their wedding by having sex in public view at a park. The guy was 23 and his bride was 31. They had a big wedding in a park, and then after that, they went over to a big pine tree.
That was real romantic.
That's their honeymoon. It's like, we can't wait. Let's go to the pine tree. And they stripped down, and when officers found them, well, they were, as Shakespeare called it, the beast with two backs. And
the jack pine or the white pine?
I will have to look deeper into that story to determine, but I believe we are already up on another break. Thank goodness. When we come back, I'm just going to barely touch on this Geraldo story because it just has a wiener ring to it. And then Oh, gosh, we're going to get into this horrible pattern of events that's been occurring lately. What is it with patterns, especially when they are this twisted? I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour. You are listening to Speaking of Strange.
Elle lutte à se débat, mais ne résistera pas. Je fais bloquer l'ascenseur. Je reprends de ta douleur. Faire douter l'interrupteur.
Like that, you wanna try that? It's like a flashback. Shake your ass back. I got the bossa, rock the saucer, funk the blueser, and me groovesa. Make your move, cause taking you to another landscape. It's my mandate. I'm highly animated, even though I'm decomposing. So if your feet is frozen, I'ma die to see you. Roll for the G rhyme and the DJ spin. I want y'all to just get down. Now why the MC rhyming and the DJ cutting? I want y'all to just get down. And when the MC rhyme and the DJ spin, I want y'all to just get down. Now while the MC rhyming and the DJ cutting, I want y'all to just get down. Tap your toes and clap your hands. Come on, trace the globe and shake your hands. Just twist the hip and do the dip. Come on, shake the bank, do whatever it takes. Gravitational pull, I have you making a fool out of yourself on the dance floor. Doing back spins, running man and more. Party down with vigor and candor. Coming to the jam or look like a landlubber. And do the aqua boogie when lots of goodies, buddy. Pop the sushi while the turntables is talking to me. It's awfully groovy seeing all the treasure and the booty. And the MC rhyme and the DJ spin, I want y'all to just get down. Now while the MC rhyming and the DJ cutting, I want y'all to just get down. And when the MC rhyme and the DJ spin, I want y'all to just get down. Now while the MC rhyming and the DJ cutting, I want y'all to just get down. Tap your toes and clap your hands.
It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. Thank you for spending your Saturday night with us. But keep in mind, we do call this the Dark 30 Hour because we are talking about some of the more outrageous and controversial material. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So just tune out. If you have a connection to those scenarios, that's why we do this late at night. And I also want to remind you, I am going to be doing one more expedition down here in Puerto Rico before I head back up to Asheville to do the Puppy Fest, puppyfest.com. And if you are interested in coming on an expedition with me, I'll be personally leading it around the San Juan area. The last one that I have planned for this year is going to be in August, toward the end of August. And it's almost too late to get involved, but not too late yet. But go to paranormalpuertorico.com, or better yet, just go to joshuapwarren.com. You'll find a link there where you can click the site, and you can see the dates and the setup. And love to have you along. We only have a few more spaces left on the last paranormal expedition that is currently planned here in the Bermuda Triangle. Shelley Wright, are you attracted to Geraldo Rivera?
No.
Is it the mustache that turns you off?
Yeah, I'm not a big mustache fan, no.
Who do you know with a mustache that is attractive? Is there a guy with a mustache in all of history that you're like, oh, that's a good-looking man?
I'll have to think on it.
You're not a big Tom Selleck fan?
There you go.
I like Tom Selleck better with the mustache.
Yeah. How about Ernest Hemingway as a young man? Did you ever see pictures of him?
No.
Well, Geraldo Rivera, famous for his mustache. You know, have you guys heard about, or better yet, seen about his tweeting misadventure?
No.
No.
I'm afraid to ask.
He tweeted a picture of himself half naked.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I mean, I saw this, and when he did it, because somebody posted it on my Facebook page, I was like, God, really? You know, why? He's standing there in front of his bathroom mirror. So it's one of those where he's literally taking the picture of himself in the mirror. And there's a towel, but I wouldn't say the towel's wrapped around him. It's kind of like the towel is maybe sitting on the counter, and basically the towel just covers his manhood. So you get to see, you know, like the V shape going down the thighs leading to that honeypot that Shelley's all looking for. And he's standing there, you know, naked to that extent, and he tweets, 70 is the new 50.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Did he really mean to send this out to the whole world?
Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt about it, yeah. And he, as a matter of fact, he also wrote, Erica, whoever that is, I guess that's maybe his wife, Erica and my family are going to be so pissed, but at my age, so it was very intentional. And I guess all I can figure is he's jealous of Anthony Weiner.
Perhaps so.
Yeah. Okay, next story. This is from Fort Pierce, Florida. There we have it. Yes. Florida police are investigating a theft that occurred. Apparently, a couple of ladies broke up with each other after being in a rocky year-long relationship. And one of the ladies got access to the storage unit that the other one believed she owned and stole some of the belongings. But the main thing that they complained to the cops about was the theft of 3 strap-on dildos.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And so they believe that the dildos and handcuffs are valued at $300. And so this is obviously right at the top of the cops' priority list to find out who has the dildos, especially when it's one woman is fingering the other. Now we go on to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Oh, my goodness. Here we begin like a horrible pattern of stories.
Begin a horrible pattern?
Yeah. Yes, we begin a horrible pattern here. And we've been talking about how these patterns emerge. Okay, in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, a woman was apparently in her yard screaming maniacally at her neighbor, who is a 72-year-old man. And she had a knife of some kind in her hand, and she's screaming at him, "Do you want to die? Do you want to die?" So he called the cops. The cops arrived and confronted her and said, "Why are you so upset?" And she said, quote, "Because everyone knows," end quote. And the cop said, "What are you talking about? What does everyone know?" And she said, quote, "I had sex with my cat and everyone knows," end quote. So the puzzled cop went to the neighbor and asked what role he had in this. And he told her he had no idea what she's talking about. He doesn't know anything about her doing anything. But every time they talked to her, she said, "Oh, he does know what I did with the cat, and I want him to die." They claimed the woman also appeared glassy-eyed and hung out with a crowd that assembled near a local head shop. That's story number one in the pattern. Story number two, St. Louis, Missouri. A 79-year-old man has admitted to police that he sexually assaulted the same horse on multiple occasions. He was showing up at a stable where apparently members from the public are able to come and hang out and check out the stables and look at the horses. He singled out a particular horse. I'm not sure how to explain this on the air, but
buggery.
Well, it wasn't buggery though. He was just walking up behind a female horse and putting his hand where it didn't belong. Okay, on a number of occasions, and he was finally observed doing this. And this is a $40,000 show horse. They say the horse wasn't injured or damaged as a result of this. But the guy just has no explanation for why that he liked to go up and do this to this horse. Next story from Falmouth, Massachusetts. A Massachusetts man is accused of holding his girlfriend captive for days and forcing her to perform a sex act on his dog while he filmed. He also allegedly beat and choked the woman and forcibly injected her with heroin multiple times. The woman finally showed up at the police station, and she said that he forced her to do the thing with the dog so that he could videotape it and show it to other people if she ever told anybody about the things that he had done to her. So once the investigators got involved, this all became even messier than it already was, and he said that he was doing this to get back at her because she had cheated on him, and the guy's already been in jail once for this kind of thing. Apparently he videotaped an encounter with a woman without her consent, said that he hid the camera in a closet while the two were being intimate, and then he later sent a copy to her and her new boyfriend. Wow. And then the last story in this pattern, thank goodness, from Detroit, Michigan. A man there has been doing it with a pit bull in a Detroit alley. The dog was taken away. They say it's a bizarre story in the wake of a lot of people, especially one particular man, accused of doing it with a pit bull in an animal shelter. Why? Why pit bulls? Just let me just say this again. Why? I don't know. But when we come back, the three stories I've saved for the end of the program. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange.
Nobody.
We are in the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. You should turn off the radio and tune out right now if you don't want to hear some of the most outrageous and controversial news as of late, because that's what we give to you late nights here on this program. And let me also give you a program note. Speaking of Strange will be best ofs for the next couple weeks because we're taking a little break. I'm going to be out in the field on expeditions, gathering data and doing research here in Puerto Rico. So I presume that our next show, our next brand new show, will be probably around August 17th. So just keep that in mind. And barring some ball games or other weirdness, then Forrest will put together a best of. And if you have any thoughts on that, what that content should be, just contact him. Your Twitter there is at SOS Hardwood. Is that right,
Forrest? That's correct, at SOS Hardwood.
At SOS Hardwood, if you want to delve into a particular subject matter while we are on a little two-week hiatus. Okay. Here we go. Actually, you know, let me just say one last thing. Be sure to go to speakingofstrange.com and, you know, stay informed on our progress. Because, you know, shows like this, for all we know, something will happen, a meteor hit, and the show will just disappear. You got to go to speakingofstrange.com if you want to really stay in direct communication with us. Okay, here's another disturbing trend of stories that I'll get to here. The first one comes from Subway, as in the Subway sandwich place. This is a story from Columbus, Ohio. There's a controversy there because a Subway sandwich artist has been posting pictures on the internet, and he has admitted that he put his you-know-what on the store's sandwich bread on a foot-long bun there. And posted the photo on Instagram. And that bombshell comes after several photos were posted by two men who also work for the restaurant chain, shaping the bread there into big...
phalluses?
Phalluses. There you go. They're shaping it into phalluses. One of the men also admitted, quote, "Today at work, I froze my pee," end quote. Okay, so these artists at Subway are becoming a little too creative.
Well, as a former employee of that chain, I can tell you there's some interesting stuff that's gone on there.
Oh, God, it's time for you to get rehired now, Forrest. It sounds like the work environment is now caught up to you. We go to San Diego, California. The owner of a pizzeria there says that he is not the guy in a photo circulating the internet. Okay, because apparently this picture shows a white-haired man in the pizzeria kitchen, and he is enjoying himself immensely over top of the pizza. They say this place proudly displays an A rating from the Department of Environmental Health, and the owner claims that he fired two guys recently, and he thinks that maybe, you know, he's being targeted, that they are disgruntled. But a lot of people don't want to go eat at this pizzeria now that they have seen this photograph, and, well, you can imagine why. And if you do go to a restaurant and your stomach's a little upset, it might explain something about this last story from Albuquerque, New Mexico. That's where Bugs Bunny always took the wrong turn. A New Mexico man there is wondering who has been using the side of his house as a bathroom for the past few months. This guy said every day he would go outside and find that somebody had just crapped all over the side of his house. He's calling it malicious fecal distribution. And he finally set up a camera and got footage of a woman in the neighborhood. Apparently, it seemed like every morning she would go for her morning run, and then she would dispose of the morning runs on the side of his house. So far, there's been no explanation for why. They say that if brought to justice, the perpetrator would not be the first person to get in trouble for doing something along these lines. In January, you may recall some of these police say a Florida woman went on an armed rampage and then pooped on the floor because she found her husband in bed with another woman. And that same month, a Florida man burst into a couple's home naked, pooped on the floor, assaulted a man, gratified himself, and then drank the contents of a vacuum cleaner. Now, that sounds like the end of a fun night, and that is the end of this edition of Speaking of Strange. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. It's Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter, and tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!